Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, you're listening to the SupDoc live show at SF Sketchfest, everyone.
Hey. I'm Pac Romaine.
I am George Chen, and we've got a great panel for you guys today. Thank you to Piano Fight for hosting us.
Come on up, panel.
Give it up for their bar and wait staff. So we just watched Heavy Metal Parking Lot and Neil Diamond Parking Lot. You got a twofer deal. That's what, free content. Literally, that is why the audio drops out of your video, because it's free. We're going to have a bunch of guests coming up here. Right now, walking on stage, there's Emily Heller, everyone.
Hey, give her a big hand. Emily Heller, ladies and gentlemen.
David Bory. Chris Thayer.
Hello.
We got some, actually, do you want to show in a slide? We actually got some photos of our people when they were youngins. This is a little David Bory.
Thayer looks weird.
That is you.
Which one?
That's me.
Oh,
yeah.
How old are you in that picture, David?
Oh, like 15, wow. Probably. Oh.
You were much more pixelated back then.
It was the time.
Everybody was doing it.
The early aughts was a pixelated time. 03 was blurry.
It's true. You were hentai, yeah.
How old were you in that picture?
I was probably 15 years old.
Nice.
Just a young dreamer.
Yeah, who are those white kids?
He's Mexican.
Oh, Mexican?
Yeah.
You should know Paco.
Yeah,
and he's Mexican. Polish. I don't even know if that counts as white. That's Nick Salazar. That's Chad Muncy. I don't know what you want
nice.
From... Whoa.
And this is Chris Thayer in 2002 or 3.
Yeah.
His high school era.
I was 17, maybe? 16 or 17.
And where were you living back then?
This was in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Home of At the Drive-In.
Yeah. I'm wearing multiple band items in this
Yeah, photo. What else is going on here?
There's a LeShock button on the Kids Need Hugs, Not Drugs hat.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah.
And then that patch is actually over another band's shirt that I didn't like.
What band was that?
This band called Your Enemy's Friends. They were on Buddyhead, and they're pretty boring.
Buddyhead is still doing things. I just checked their SoundCloud. I don't know why.
There we go.
Audience hates Buddyhead. We don't have a photo of Emily, but Emily, if you were to pick an embarrassing youthful music phase, what would it be that you would like to share?
Oh. I don't feel embarrassed about anything I've ever done, because... That's pretty
the night this show just started.
So. I pretty much nailed it since day one, but
nice.
I mean, I guess it's like I couldn't afford to buy any of the clothing that they were selling at Lilith Fair, so there's no pictures of me wearing it, but I did go twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for Sarah McLachlan specifically, or who was your jam?
Well, probably for the Indigo Girls, but Sarah McLachlan definitely, but then I was really excited about, what was her name who sang that song, Kiss the Rain? Billy something?
No one here knows? Kiss the Rain.
Kiss the Rain. Anybody?
Nope.
Nobody knows. Yeah, sing
Kiss
a little bit.
Kiss the Rain whenever you need me. Someone Shazam my voice right now.
Yeah.
It'll just be your album will come up.
Yeah. So maybe that? I don't know.
You were also into ska, right?
Yeah, I was really... But yeah, why would I be embarrassed about that?
Okay. Who here had a ska face?
I was okay. I was in a ska band in
what?
College. Yeah.
I'm just learning all the things about Paco.
I played the keys in a band called Tom Collins and the Cocktail Shakers.
Oh, my God.
That was
God.
Ska?
That was ska, yeah.
Cocktails and ska don't seem to be... There's no ska pun in the name.
Oh,
that sounds like it should be a rockabilly band. It sounds like you weren't good.
Well, you know what, guys? It wasn't. It was a ska band.
All right.
What the fuck is ska?
He's claiming it. Second, claiming third wave.
Poser.
David just asked what ska was.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, well, so real ska started in Jamaica, just like that guy who was a security guy in this movie.
Like dub?
Yeah, I mean, it's connected. There's sort of like... Well, okay, ska, what, 50s, I think, is when ska started. Ska predates reggae.
Like Desmond Dekker?
Yes, perfect.
Yes.
It starts with Desmond Dekker. You were fucking on me.
I'm so cool, guys.
Hey, can you give David a point for the Desmond Dekker? That's pretty good.
If I had to, like...
Then it morphed into Real Big Fish somehow.
Yeah. If someone just, like, asked me a conversation I didn't want to be in on, it might be, like, a bunch of men talking about what ska is. Like, I
ska
can't...
Fest. SF Ska Fest.
I can't think of, like, an objective conversation I could be less interested in being stuck in the middle of.
All right, let's go back to Lilith Fair, then.
Thank you!
What was your first concert?
Mine?
First, yeah.
I think I went with my family to... there's a band called Cowboy Mouth.
That yes! I know Cowboy Mouth. Whoa. Why was I excited?
Yeah, sorry. Why?
They must be ska, it must be a ska band.
They had like an alternative radio hit in the late 90s, and they played at Western Playland, which was the amusement park in El Paso, Texas. And they had a drummer that sang, which was really weird to me to see. And I really liked them, so I guess that was my first concert that I was taken to, not that I really wanted to go to.
Right. How old were you?
Like 10 or something.
Oh, wow.
What was the first one you elected to go to?
I went to a Misfits concert, and I was really scared that I honestly was scared that I was going to get murdered, because I just thought it was all real.
They
something.
Want your skulls, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next concert that I really wanted to go to, though, was this like Fat Records tour, package tour thing that was the Ataris, No Use for a Name.
Fuck yeah.
New fan.
Good Riddance and the Mad Caddies.
I did see Good Riddance once.
Nice. Where was that at?
In El Paso. Yeah. You guys know Club 101? Just kidding. You're not supposed to. It was a joke. It's in
it's
El Paso.
It's a comedy festival.
Come on.
So Emily, Lilith Fair was not your first. What was your first?
No, my first was Indigo Girls at the Berkeley Bowl with my whole family. I organized it. I bought the tickets Warehouse.
Wait. I thought you went to a very sexy first concert.
Oh, no. Okay, so my first three concerts were Indigo Girls, Lilith Fair, and Lilith Fair. But then my fourth concert when I was 13 was D'Angelo.
Whoa. Damn.
Nice.
Crowd
right after the How Does It Feel video came out, which was a tone shift. Because it was like three concerts in a row of like, who needs men? To like one that was like, we need a man. We need this man.
That man.
It was like the most horny women I'd seen in one place in my entire life.
And it was, where was it?
It was at Shoreline Amphitheater.
Where is that?
I think that's in Oakland.
Oh, okay.
What, you said Berkeley Bowl, like
Berkeley
the
Bowl.
Grocery store?
Or no, I'm thinking of the Greek Theater.
Oh, Greek Theater.
That would be cool.
I could see the Indigo Girls playing at the Berkeley Bowl.
Totally.
Though. That is, get your broccoli
Rob. Berkeley Bowl is like the grocery store version of an Indigo Girls concert. So
what is Sprouts?
You can see why I was confused.
It's built on ancient Birkenstock.
Lisa Loeb is Sprouts, I think, yeah. David, what about you? First concert.
Oh, man. I've never been to, like, a cool... some kind of, like, street African festival with my parents.
like
a lot of drums and, like, white ladies with no shoes kind of things going on.
Are you sure that wasn't an Indigo Girls concert?
Oh, I also saw Tevin Campbell
Hell yeah.
at, like, the Bite of Seattle or some shit like that in the Seattle Center. Yeah. Which was... It was great. He was a boy. I was a boy. I really related to that. He's a boy who can sing. I'm not that, but he's so cool. I thought he was great. I love Tevin Campbell now. I think a Goofy Movie soundtrack is one of the greatest CDs ever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, we got some Goof Troops?
Got some Goof Troops in the house.
Are my people here?
Paco Romaine, what was your first concert?
I have a, like, the first one that I went to with some friends, this is not very rock and roll, it was Pat Metheny.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Three people applauded, cool.
But I was blown away. I didn't know, like, that mopped hair man could do that on the guitar, but the first real rock and roll show I saw was Aerosmith and Ted Nugent.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a shirt on?
Did I?
Did you have a shirt on?
No, I didn't have no fucking shirt.
I just learned that they don't have shirts on at these things.
No, there's not a lot of shirts. There's not
no
a lot
shirts.
Of shirts.
Yeah.
But Ted
no
Nugent
service.
Would swing on the stage on like a rope.
Oh, yeah.
And then he would take a bow and arrow and shoot bow and arrows into the amps and stuff.
I feel like you're remembering this wrong. I don't think that happened.
There should be archery at all shows.
I can actually vouch. I also saw Ted Nugent. And he shot a flaming arrow into a guitar.
See, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, this guy too.
What?
Over there, there's another one over there.
Three people verified.
Yeah.
So we got to...
Wait, what? What is Ted Nugent?
Oh.
I'm like...
He's a super conservative...
I know, but I mean, like, why is he doing archery at his shows? Am I... I'm like
he's
confused
a bow
on the concept.
He was a big hunter.
Survivalist rocker.
Yeah.
It was fucking sick, actually.
People get their cackles up about not liking Ted Nugent.
I know. This has been happening at all my Sketchfest shows. At every Sketchfest show, I'm like, fuck Ted Nugent, and people lose their minds.
That would be my favorite beef if you guys could just open it.
Emily Heller versus... Let's put it on Twitter, hashtag Heller versus Nugent. Yeah. Heller v. Nugent. The legal battle starting now.
George, what about you?
Okay, my mom took me to a Beach Boys show that was the 80s, like the Kokomo Beach Boys, no Brian Wilson.
Was Uncle Jesse there?
No, it was pre-Uncle Jesse. And then the first show that I chose to go to, that my dad and my stepmom and my sister went with me to, was Echo and the Bunnymen. So,
your whole
family? Probably the best.
Whole family went?
Yeah, I was so young that they were afraid for me to go by myself.
Gotcha.
That they like brought then my dad being like, "Why don't you dance? Everyone else is dancing." And she'd be like,
"Cause I'm with my dad."
Because I'm with my dad, exactly.
Was your dad an Echo fan?
No. Me and my sister wanted to go. We were listening to like Live 105.
Oh yeah.
Shout out. Okay, no one cares. About Live 105. But yeah, we listened to it. And then I also remember like volunteering at this radio station, and we got free tickets to go to see Depeche Mode with Nightser Ebb. Okay, one guy. We had to work at the Shoreline in the concession stand. Mm. That was a trade-off. We weren't like getting free tickets from the radio station. They're like, "Do you want to be child labor to see Depeche Mode?" And that's what we did. So we saw that show. And then I've seen a million shows since then. So, did you guys know anything about Heavy Metal Parking Lot before this?
I had seen it before.
I had seen it.
Yeah. I had an idea of what would be going on, yes. totally what happened.
I had never seen Neil Diamond Parking Lot. That was pretty good
either.
As a flip to it. Sort of a middle-aged ladies versus... young Hessians.
I was way more into Neil Diamond Parking Lot. Yeah,
I think I might have been more into the music.
Yeah, well, it's just like a way cooler vibe. I just feel like you don't even need to see Heavy Metal Parking Lot to know that that's happening, but if you haven't seen Neil Diamond Parking Lot, fucking open your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
It did feel like a Where Are They Now kind of follow-up to Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
Oh,
I don't think so. I think
those people are dead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was very uncomfortable by both situations. Can't really see myself hanging out in either of those parking lots.
No. If you had to choose, though,
I wouldn't. Yeah, there's no, I don't know, man.
You choose death.
I guess I like
not
smoking
being in
weed,
Maryland.
So Neil Diamond would be a cool parking lot to smoke weed in.
Yeah. It was definitely weed at the other one, though.
Yeah, but I don't want that weed. I'm good.
Yeah.
That weed is laced with something.
Yeah.
But at the
racial intolerance.
It is Baltimore. Yeah.
At the Neil Diamond parking lot one, you could be the weed dealer and make a shitload of money.
That's what I'm thinking. Like I sell like high grade sativas to these old ladies.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I feel like early concert experiences usually accompany early drug experiences. Is that the case for you guys at all? Well, maybe not Lilith Fair, but maybe, I don't know.
What do you have? You think people don't smoke weed at Lilith there?
That's true.
How? But you're like what, like 13, 14?
I didn't. It's definitely where I definitely smelled pot at all of those places. I was with my entire family went to Indigo Girls, so I didn't smoke pot there. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't have any of my early drug experiences at concerts. But I did, you know, smell it.
Mm-hmm. Tevin Campbell's not about that. So, I also I learned to drink in like garages and stuff. So.
Yeah. I saw Skid Row, Ted Nugent, and Kiss. Oh. And when I was in middle school, my stepdad took me, and he secretly smoked weed, and I knew it, but he didn't know that I knew. And there was this very tense moment where, like, someone was passing a joint around, and it was coming his way, and I could see the panic in him of really wanting to smoke but not wanting to do it in front of me. And he didn't. I'm shocked to say that he did not do it, but he should have, because it could have.
Because that's cool.
No, he's not a good dad. Don't make that. That doesn't make him
God,
a good dad.
The bar for dads is so fucking low.
It's true. It's just be there. That's
it. Is
it.
Really low.
He already said that he knew he secretly smoked a lot of weed. You're applauding a man just not openly smoking weed in front of his
he
stepson.
He drove me there and back drunk. And you're like, he didn't smoke pot, though. Yeah. I mean.
What?
If that was his mom, you would have called social services. But the bar for men is so fucking low.
It's true.
You don't need much to cobble together a good dad, you know?
Well, I think you do. That's why we're all so sad.
Yeah.
That's how you make the videos.
Oh, that is true. That's, that is true. I just felt like Heavy Metal Parking Lot had a much more rapier vibe than the Neil Diamond.
Oh, it was Rape City in there.
Yeah,
man. That was.
Oh yeah, and the guy who played the woman like a guitar.
She did not want that.
No, she did not consent to
the
guitar.
Let me play the air guitar on your fun bag.
Yeah, I felt unsafe just watching
it. There was a lot of young man energy weirdness that there was a little. It was very creepy.
Because they were all 20. That's the worst time to you shouldn't be able to have like an arena full of 20-year-old dudes, because it's just gonna explode.
To remind you, it starts with a 20-year-old making out with a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh.
Proudly.
Right.
Proudly.
Yeah. He was stoked about it.
He's so stoked.
I'm 20. She's 13. We're here to rock.
Yeah. And he sticks his tongue down.
Where's her dad? That's the real question.
Yeah.
That was him. That was her dad. That dude she kissed.
No.
We have a gargoyle in the show tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Can you forward the next slide? I'm not sure what's coming on this slide.
Oh, we got.
Oh, this is me in junior high.
Soul Asylum.
Loving
Soul
Asylum.
Soul Asylum shirt,
everybody.
You can't
feel the beating. It's a very clever play on words on the Coke logo. And then we've got Paco. How old is Paco?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a dashiki?
I am wearing a dashiki. Yeah.
What the?
Oh.
Yeah.
Only you high-fived
But what you guys don't know is this was a dashiki robe, though. It wasn't just a shirt. That was a motherfucking robe.
Is that what you graduated in?
Yeah, that's my high school graduation picture.
Wow.
That was fucking cool, man.
I would hang out with that guy.
You would hang out with that dude for sure, man.
That dude sells ass.
No, that was a dashiki. And that's,
No, you were super cool.
This is your Heavy Metal Parking Lot kind of look.
Yeah.
What's that shirt?
That was a Doors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely into the Doors.
We talk about the Doors every podcast, I think.
Do we?
No, maybe two. Okay, never mind.
I just wasn't into studying much, so this was in the library where I was most of the time.
Are you stoned?
Yeah, I was very stoned. Yeah. Well, when I was 15, I got kicked out of my house, so I had my own apartment in high school.
Whoa. Look at this guy, living large.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Like Cleveland?
I'm from Michigan, so same.
Bad dads.
Yeah,
it's all
Cleveland
bad,
North.
Yeah, exactly. Cleveland North. So, you know, like, I would skip classes, go to the library for a couple hours, and go back to my house and party. So, that's
how
I'm
are
a
you
comedian.
Bankrolling?
Why would you go to the
this?
Library?
What's that?
How are you bankrolling your 15-year-old apartment?
It was cheap, man. It's Michigan.
Like, that's not an answer for where you got that money, Paco.
I sold.
That's what I thought.
Puppies.
I was not adult enough for that. If 15, my apartment would have just filled with like candy.
I know.
Is that why you hung out in the library? Just so people could find you to buy weed from you?
Yes.
Of course, yeah. I was like, why would you ditch and hang out at school before going to your house? It all makes sense now.
Yeah, you come to the library.
You go to the library, you look like that.
Yes.
People are like, this is the guy with the weed.
Yeah. Look for the guy with the Doors t-shirt on and the mullet, the Michigan mullet.
Yeah.
That's actually super cool, man. It was, I'm very impressed
well, I'm
by
glad
you.
That, I'm glad someone thought that. usually the mullet doesn't get you much but a hockey game. And
hey, man, that's cool, I guess.
Thank you.
Honestly, I haven't known what we were talking about since she said Indigo Girls. I'm just... this has all gone
fair.
Very
that is fair. That is fair. If you... Yeah, so I guess most of us, I think, if you had to choose Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, or Neil Diamond, I guess it's the fuck, marry, kill scenario. Let's just do that.
Judas fuck, marry, kill...
Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Neil Diamond.
I guess... Mary Iron Maiden, that's a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I get.
This is not a good game, sorry.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I'd kill Judas Priest, because that sounds badass. I don't know. Kill a priest, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
rock and
cool.
roll.
Yeah. Kill the priest, that's what we're gonna. British. Nothing. Nothing there. Yeah, Judas Priest. Oh, yeah, the guy who said that he... there's a lady who said she wanted to jump Rob Halford's bones.
Yeah, she had braces, yeah. too.
Also, Rob Halford came out in the 90s yes. as the most gay metal singer, I guess.
The Jew guy called him out.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the...
Did you just shout
the Jew guy,
the Jew guy called him out?
You just called yourself out, buddy.
It's just because it's a podcast, so people won't be able to hear that. I want them to know what we're responding to
a guy,
with our words and our energy.
Yeah.
The thing that
the
was
Jew
shouted
guy.
From the audience was the Jew guy called him out about that.
Who is the Jew guy?
He had a Star David necklace and a rainbow suspenders, which was very good look.
I don't associate rainbow suspenders with Judaism as much as I do being from the planet Ork.
Also, can I rewind my answer? I was just thinking about it on paper. I just would rather go to that first parking lot just because I like drinking outside and that's like what they were doing. So yeah, I want to do that.
There were too many kids at the Neil Diamond concert for my... But at least there... Yeah, I guess there were underage people at the Judas Priest one.
Yeah, 13, I guess. Yeah.
But they were like badass underage. Those were like children. Those were runaways.
Yeah, they both made me uncomfortable.
I get it, though. You're like 13, you want to drink in a parking lot and like rage?
Yeah. Hey,
that makes sense.
Yeah, what makes you feel weirder? A regular kid in an adult place or a sexy kid in an adult place?
Yeah, I guess definitely a sexy kid in an
probably.
Adult place. Yeah. Yeah, the girl with her family at the Neil Diamond concert. I'm like, that's great. They're singing Blue Highway together.
Yeah.
That's fine.
See, you know, that made me terribly uncomfortable.
Really?
The little girl singing was awful. Oh, it was so weird. I don't like it at all.
What about that made you uncomfortable?
The whole situation. It felt very culty to me. Like, I didn't like it at all.
Oh, like they were homeschooling her or something?
Yeah. Like,
okay, I get that.
Yeah,
she was wearing a macrame vest.
Yeah,
that's not a kid who's being taken care of.
Yeah, no, the whole thing was bad. But like those other kids in that parking lot, I get it. You're just hanging out with the grown-ups, smoking spliffs. That's like a...
Do you guys know, have any of the people from like Heavy Metal Parking Lot like come forward on the internet and been like, that was me? Here's what I'm up to?
So they actually did in 2006, it's the 20th anniversary, they did a DVD and they did a whole extras thing where they went back and interviewed a lot of the people, actually before the slide. This is the Zebra Man,
that's
guys.
That's the Zebra guy.
Oh, man, he bought a house.
In 1999, homeowner, and he said he stopped listening to metal and got more into country.
Yeah.
Immediately after. So, yeah, that punk shit sucked, but country was all right. So.
He sold like out? About, you mean?
I don't. You can't see this at home, but the freeze frame they have him is him in his doorway. They clearly ambushed him
to interview him.
And he wouldn't let them in his house.
They were totally like, I don't know if you saw the letters we sent you, but we actually just showed up your doorstep to interview you.
Just
but he
like
was chill
we did
about
20
it.
20
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah. But that's like, yeah, so they shot it in 99. That came out in 2006. Go forward one more. And this is the Dokken girl, the girl who says she's here to see Dokken when everyone around
cool,
her.
Yeah.
All the guys that look like Soul Asylum were saying they were there for Judas Priest. That's her, and she still goes to metal concerts, and that's her husband she met at a metal concert.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a couple people that made it back in. And then the extras, where are they now? I think they do a screening in Maryland, and there's like like less people than this in a giant movie theater, and one of them was in the movie, and he's just one of the guys standing by a Camaro. He didn't really have a lot to say. So even
guys standing next to Camaros don't have to have a lot to say.
They got a Camaro. They have it.
But the reason this thing got so popular is this predates YouTube. It was made for cable access. The guys that made it were just like, he had to fill time on a cable access show, and his friend's like, let's just go film these kids in this parking lot. And then it just made like the VHS rounds in the throughout the 90s, and supposedly like Kurt Cobain liked having this video on the bus. So I think this thing just has a lot of lore because it just predates like a lot of YouTube and internet stuff.
I like how YouTube just used to be a guy handing you a VHS.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. Did any of you guys in the audience ever see this in the 90s on a VHS tape? Did some
the
of you guys?
Yeah. The guy that said Jew guy. Okay.
I
and
remember
someone more
like,
polite back there who hasn't been chatting.
I remember going to parties and they would have this at a party sometimes.
Feels like it would be great to have on at a party.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy, not the Neil Diamond one though. No, we're talking about yeah. That other one, that Neil Buzzkill.
Yeah. Not the old.
I can't believe you're hating on the Neil Diamond one. Those old broads seem fun.
I think we have different funds.
I guess so.
They were very nice people, but no, they made me very. It was just so like, square. They were very square.
That's just because you couldn't smell the pot while watching the video.
I mean, yeah, you think they were smoking weed for real, though?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they probably were.
Fuck yeah, they were.
Really?
It might have been the only time that year they were doing it, but
that's
isn't
like
that kind of like... Yeah, that's like more fun, I think.
Cutting loose, letting the hair down.
Yeah. It's my concert stash.
Is Neil Diamond gay?
I think he just wears a lot of glitter, man.
But I don't know.
Oh.
Or he's like real shiny, right?
Yes, he's very shiny.
Yeah, he's one of those vampires from like Twilight.
I don't understand the conversation. Right?
He's not. Why is it relevant that he be gay or that he's a gay audience or what were you thinking?
No, I just asked. Ask that question. There's
Neil Diamond. Are you confusing?
Are you thinking of Freddie Mercury?
Yes, that's who I'm thinking of. It's Freddie. Have you guys seen Freddie Mercury parking lot? It's incredible. No, they don't have one.
So these guys also made a movie called Harry Potter Parking Lot, which we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen it? Okay, great. Someone yelled. They just like Harry Potter. Okay. And then there was another aborted one that they never got done with. But yeah, those are the three that are completed. So all they do is just film people in parking lots. That's pretty much their gimmick. And they had a TV show briefly called Parking Lot that
didn't pan out.
Did not pan out, yeah. 8 episodes on like some sub-affiliate of like Bravo or something.
Well, there's only so many things going on in a parking lot.
Yeah, pigeons is what I think of first.
I just think like fist fights.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, they couldn't release this movie because Judas Priest wouldn't give them the rights to the music.
Oh, it was like in no way affiliated?
Yeah, no, they were not
just
affiliated.
Like a fan video, yeah. They did say at the end you could get their cassettes and vinyl on CBS Records.
Yeah.
But Neil Diamond obviously did not give credit either for the other one. He surely did not license his songs to the other one. But that was 96, also pre-YouTube, so I'm not sure how that one circulated. Maybe it was also basic cable. You guys like basic cable?
You guys, all right. You guys like
surprising number of people responded. Okay.
You guys like candles?
Who likes candles? So have you guys all been to like big rock festivals?
Yeah.
Lilith, yeah.
Lilith
Fair. I've been to a couple Lilith Fairs. I've gotten to like do comedy at some festivals now too. I did Bonnaroo. Couple years ago. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I definitely... Now that I've like been in the position where I've gotten to like not use the porta potties at those things, I never want to go back and use the porta potties.
No. Yes.
I've seen the other side.
Yes.
And I can't go back.
Yes. Nice bathrooms and craft services.
Yeah, even just like not a porta potty bathroom. It's like compared to every other bathroom I've used, not the nicest, but compared to a porta potty.
No, porta potties are this pointless, barely. barely useful,
I went to a Vans Warped Tour in high school which was pretty tight.
That is tight.
Chris, you go to Vans?
I went to All Tomorrow's Parties, which is, at the time, it wasn't that huge. It was at the Queen Mary in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. And it was like 2003-ish. Was like 2000,
yeah, something like that. And I went to go see Iggy and the Stooges.
Oh, that's right, Mike Watt, playing, yeah.
It was a festival. I hated it.
It was on the boat?
Yeah. They did have a stage on the boat, like Deerhoof played on the boat, and then there was a big outside stage. But it was ultimately still a festival, and I fucking, they suck.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
Has anyone gone to Coachella here?
No.
No.
It just seems like a nightmare to me, just like desert heat and porta potties and like
head dresses,
water and
racist costumes. Yeah. And
I just did a festival in San Diego. It was like a big music festival.
Yeah.
And I saw Zac Brown Band, so you know I'm cool like you guys.
Wow.
People loved it. They sang that Chicken Fries song, and like everybody lost their shit. And there was like a good light show. Oh, also No Doubt was there, and Gwen Stefani's a monster. She was like climbing shit, and like, holy shit, she has so much energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. She's good at her job.
Yeah, fucking nailed it. The Roots was there too. I didn't get to see them though.
You say you saw Zac Brown and No Doubt, but not The Roots?
No, it's because I was performing at the same time. Don't, like, play me out like that. Come on, man. I would have gone and saw The Roots had I had the option.
Just asking. Are The Roots gay? No.
Fucking Groot. Cool they are, man. Those just, guys are
I
stressed.
Am Groot.
I lit my hair on fire at Lollapalooza.
Okay, all that hair that we saw on the other slide.
Yeah. I was just fucking smoking a bowl.
And then you caught the product in your hair?
Too much, man. Just too much hair.
How much?
Like, you were legit on fire?
Yeah, I caught my hair on fire.
Isn't that like the cover of a Jane's Addiction album?
It is, actually, the cover.
I think it is. And
did you inspire them at all?
It was during Jane's Addiction.
Well, here we go.
You got to get some royalties, buddy.
Yeah. Huh.
You stuck a bomb into the concert?
It was just a big...
It was
you know,
a different time.
It was Michigan.
It was Michigan, dude.
I don't care. No dads were there. It was cool.
I had a bong in my pants, but I feel like in the 90s, bowls were bigger. Like
bowls?
Marijuana bowls?
Weed was weaker. You needed more of it.
You needed more pot.
I didn't start getting into the smoking weed game until like 99.
So. Oh, shit.
Just bowls were bigger then. Okay. Yeah, well, pre-vaping and pre-all that stuff. I went to a thing that happened before Lollapalooza happened called like... It was like the equivalent thing, but it was the guy from The Cult put it on. But I think I saw Iggy Pop at that, and The Cramps, and a bunch of people. But it was called Gathering of the Tribes. That was also Shoreline. And they did that, it was like a year or two before Lollapalooza started. I think it was like kind of the same idea, basically. But who cares about The Cult compared to Jane's Addiction, right? Now it's about the same, probably. Does anyone like either of those? Jane's Addiction, who likes... Okay, some people, great, like Jane's Addiction, yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
You guys seen that?
Yeah.
We just did a taping a couple weeks ago
about
the decline of Western Civilization. So if you don't know, it's like a series of documentaries, the first one being the punk movement.
Yeah, punk movement, like 79 in Los Angeles. They're all Los Angeles specific.
Yeah, the punk one rules because they went on that tour and they're all like, yeah, we're so tough. And then like half of them went home. Yeah. like the one kid's like, I fucking love tour. And then he just was like, my dad wants me to go home.
Yeah, the second one's actually probably closer to this.
The metal years. Who's that guy who was in the metal years and he was just in that pool with all his clothes on?
And the
bottle of Jack?
Yeah.
That guy, I know that's so irresponsible, but that guy fucking rules.
Yeah.
He was just like, I don't give a shit, bro. I'm in this pool with all my clothes on. His mom was there and he was just drinking that whole bottle of Jack. I was like, that's how those dudes are living.
Yeah.
I think Ozzy's like making breakfast in that one.
Yeah, and Ozzy's very clean. And like, yeah.
And then Sharon.
The first one you see Darby Crash like cooking eggs, so it's just like all just like people at home doing their domestic
cooking
chores.
Cooking breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Breakfast court. Yeah. I guess Sharon Osbourne's in Heavy Metal in that second one too, probably. Yeah. So we didn't watch that one. Great. it is available on DVD though. This one also like, why? I feel like putting out an 18-minute movie on DVD even in 2006 was a bad idea. They had to put like a bunch of extras, which were like just all of the raw footage.
Yeah, what are the extras on that?
Just like raw footage and like the Where Are They Now stuff.
Is there like a director commentary on it?
I don't think there
this
is.
This guy was loaded.
Yeah. G.L. Dawkin.
Everybody's just loaded. Are any of you guys musicians?
No. I mean, no. I play everything and sing.
I played a little bit of... I had a band in high school.
You did?
You did?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I mean, we had probably like four different names at
various places. Can you remember any of
that? I think
that Rainbow
no,
Chair.
Not
Rainbow
Chair.
That is accurate.
we at one point, I think probably maybe the I think the best name we had was The Refunds.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
And the worst name we had was Perfect Tuesday.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
When you were The Refunds, were you a fan of the band Discount?
Oh, no.
Deep cut. Deep Florida cut.
Wait, what did you play?
I was the lead singer, and I played a little bit of rhythm guitar.
Mm-hmm. So you were the talent.
Yeah, I'm fucking amazing. But my friend Lewis was the real music. He could play like every other instrument, and so he did most of the that stuff.
It was a two-piece?
No, we had like, we got this freshman to play drums. He was the only
fucking freshman. Yeah. Get behind the kit.
He was the only drummer at our school, and I don't think he liked our band, but there weren't any other bands.
There was one? Oh, never mind. You went to college in Santa Cruz. I was going to say, there was only one drummer?
Oh, yeah. No.
Get a whole circle going.
Yeah, hand drums.
And then our friend Colin played bass. I think our drummer and our bassist just like didn't really care about our music, but they just didn't have any other bands to be in.
That's
Do you remember any of your lyrics for any of your songs to this day?
I will take them to my grave.
I thought you weren't embarrassed about anything.
This is, I guess, the exception. I did find a digital copy of like our demo that we recorded that I forgot about, and I think there was a song that I wrote about losing my virginity, which I had not done yet. And I really am. I do not embarrass easily, but I will never let anyone hear this. I sent it only to my siblings, and I was like, you're welcome. This is the nicest thing I'm ever going to do for either of you.
Do you listen back to it a lot, though? Like,
fuck no. I listened to it once, and I almost threw up. It was the worst
thing.
So
did you end up naming it The Refunds?
Yeah, I think that was the last name we had. And I mean, we had a lot of name changes, and we had one show at our school, and that was it.
Like talent show or something like that?
Yeah, it was like on our it was a talent show on our snow trip, and we were the only band that played.
Did you guys win?
It wasn't a contest, but no. But no.
Now, Chris, I remember actually you showed a video at Talkies, one of the first ones.
Yeah, I had
your band.
I had a handful of short-lived bands that I would convince my musician friends to start a side project, but my hope was really that they would want to do this permanently. It happened time and time again. We would practice two times, play a show, record the songs, and break up right away. But the video I think I showed, I was in a band called the Clit Smashers when I was 16.
Don't you have to know where the clit is before you can call a band that?
That's how you.
No way. You wrote a song about virginity. You can fake smash clits, right?
I guess so.
Be the artist you want to be. You know?
Not knowing where the clit is how you smash it. You're just like.
It was a thing that came up in an instant messenger conversation with my friend, and he was just talking about how he feels clumsy with people. Like, he's always just smashing their clit on accident when he's like fooling around with people. And
high
I was
school,
like,
huh?
We should start a band.
Ding.
I like how your reaction to that is not, we should stop being friends, but rather, let's become creatively entwined as well.
Yeah. Let's get this idea out in the world.
This is a relationship I need to further.
Yeah.
So we started this band, and we practiced maybe two or three times. We played two shows, and then the video that I showed was, I was like, 16. I did all this dumb shit during the show. I just was really into having like antics during the show. But one of the things was that I was wearing a bathrobe for some reason and all this other dumb shit. My hair was like dyed jet black at the time, and I had like a Spock sort of haircut.
Oh yeah, you had one of those, yeah.
And I had like little like heart stickers under my eyes, and I had no shirt on, and I had a bow tie on. But at one point I pulled out some glue out of my pocket and I was just putting it on my face, and then I pulled some scissors out of my pocket and I cut my hair off and I glued it on my face like a mustache.
Wow.
What were the other people in your band wearing?
Our friend Kyle found a shirt in my other friend Anthony's closet it was like a baseball shirt, three-quarter sleeves.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason Anthony just had this at the ready, hidden in his closet, a shirt that in the thinnest marker, Sharpie writing, that just said, I love boobs.
Oh man, that's a really good shirt.
That's a great shirt.
And then Anthony,
I think you can buy that at Lilith Fair. Yeah.
Anthony was wearing no shirt, but he was wearing two silk scarves and an, like an X as a shirt across his chest.
Okay.
And a Jason mask.
Who came to see you?
All of our friends. And one of them actually, I punched him in the balls really hard and then he blacked out.
Oh, is that part of your stage antics as well?
It was part of the antics, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I didn't mean to do that, but it did happen and I don't feel bad about it.
If you go to a clit smasher show, you got to expect
you get punched in the balls.
Something bad to happen to your crush.
We played a cover of this really bad punk band called the Lower East Side Stitches, and there's a song called Jungle Man, and one of the lyrics is, I pick up a rock, I hit him in the cock, I'm a mean motherfucker, I'm a jungle man. And I was singing that, and I was in the audience, and I was like, I pick up a rock, and I was like, I hit him in the cock, and I just socked him a full force in the balls. And there's a video of this show, and you see from behind the audience, he's like, sort of like wavering a little bit, and he leans into somebody and he whispers something, and they think he's kidding, and he's going, I'm having trouble seeing. And our friend that is listening to him just shoves him. He's like, yeah, right, fuck you. And then he kind of like stumbles, and then people rush to pick him up, and then they start taking him outside, and then the video just cuts to black. It's like the end of the show. And then later he's like shaking like a Beavis and Butthead cartoon. He's like, oh, oh, oh. He's like, oh, you punched me so hard I blacked out. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I'm really sorry. I didn't know. I was like, you can hit me in the balls if you want to. He's like, no, it's fine. It didn't even hurt.
So
I just blacked
nice
out. That was the thing. The key thing was he goes, it didn't even hurt. I just blacked out.
It sounds like it hurt.
I mean, he didn't feel it.
What a weird party.
Yeah. David, you ever do music?
No. No, I didn't.
No desire.
Played sports.
Sports?
Punched nobody in the balls. I don't have a cool story like that.
Yeah, that's a hard one to beat.
That's like you, because you never get to do that in life. Like that's like you got so lucky that you.
I was also shitty as an audience member too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. One time I almost got kicked in the face by King Khan from King Khan and Barbecue Show.
Yeah.
Because they played at Great American Music Hall and it was really bad. I'm a big fan, and it was just they were off, and they were I think really fucked up, and they were bad, and I was really drunk, and so I was just flipping him off. I was standing right in front, just flipping him off. And he was getting closer and closer, and he was sitting on a speaker, and I was just flipping him off right to his face. I feel bad about this. I'm flipping him off right to his face, and then he just tried to kick me in the face, and then I just sort of slowly put my finger down and then moved over back into the audience. In
That's amazing. In college, like my freshman year in college, I heard that wedding bands make a lot of money. So I wanted to start a wedding band, and so I got my buddies together, you know, played different instruments, and I swear to God, like, I wanted to name it Alarm, which is horrible by itself, which stood for Another Light Rock Masterpiece. It's an acronym.
God damn it, Paco.
But
Another Light.
Oh no.
Another Light Rock Masterpiece. But my bandmates agreed on Shit Blood.
For your wedding band.
For a wedding band. I got kicked out of Shit Blood because I wanted to name it Alarm.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. It sounded like you had really different creative visions.
Yeah. We did, yeah.
Then they went.
I don't think it was going to work out.
It was not going
to
work.
They went on to find success as Anal Cunt afterwards.
Hell yeah.
Actually, this podcast was supposed to be called Shit Blood also.
It was.
Paco, I'm sorry. You have to go. Yeah.
Did Shit Blood ever book a wedding?
They booked weddings.
They booked weddings?
They played weddings, yeah.
Whoa, yeah. What are you...
And someone at the wedding had to say, please welcome Shit Blood to the guests at the wedding.
Also, someone now can tell their kids, our wedding was beautiful. Shit Blood play. Yeah.
You didn't have a wedding unless you had Shit Blood.
Yeah.
Play. Man. That's your wedding. Oh, Jesus.
That's the best ever.
Yeah.
What's happening to this country?
I have no idea. So, did you guys like Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
I did.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, that was awesome.
I didn't know that you could be that much of a wastoid and still be like ripped. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people with six packs, and they're just like so fucked up.
That was one thing. It was like definitely the people in the Heavy Metal Parking Lot were in much better shape than the Neil Diamond.
Yeah, even though they treat themselves way worse.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
It is upsetting. I kind of liked when he asked her how she got backstage tickets, and she's like, it's a long story. So my friend died, and we got backstage tickets. That wasn't that long.
The 75 friends who got in because their friend died, yeah.
Yeah, I liked having my... This is actually the first time I've seen Neil Diamond Parking Lot as well, and I thought it was good. I just thought, like... I don't know. I felt like they could have talked to some more people in Neil Diamond Parking Lot.
I think it was enough.
Yeah, you think it was enough? Yeah.
It's fine.
They might have talked to more people and then just edited it down because there wasn't enough interesting stuff happening.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the Neil Diamond one, though, is when they're walking out and everybody's like, I loved it. And that lady's like, too many new songs.
That was the best. I forgot about that.
She hated it.
She hated it, dude. What new songs did Neil Diamond come up with?
Also, I feel like that was like 96, but it looked more like 1986 than...
I couldn't tell it was 10 years later at all.
Yeah, you could not tell because the aesthetics of those people were frozen in whatever phase they were really into Neil Diamond, and I think that's what it was,
That's the Diamond curse.
Yeah.
And there was a Cutlass Sierra in the first one and a Cutlass Sierra in the second one.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that car's tough.
Yeah. That's what I noticed about that.
I liked them both. I really did like Heavy Metal. I like watching people party, so that was cool. And they were all really excited, and I like that. Yeah. Like, I appreciate that. But.
Sorry the audio was so, like, screechy. It's just like a screechy mix, I guess.
I think it was just in the air.
Yeah.
It feels like you could definitely get fucked up in that first parking lot, though.
Yeah.
Like,
did you guys,
somebody got their ass
Did you realize
there, right?
it's in the same parking lot? Did you guys know that?
Yeah. That was the whole point, right?
Yeah. So the Neil Diamond one's in the same parking lot in Maryland.
I'm, like, surprised but not impressed.
That's true.
It's like, oh, huh, okay.
They have different types of concerts at a venue?
So we end the podcast by asking guests to recommend a documentary they've seen lately or like or love. So, Chris, you want to just quick...
What's going on here?
I don't know what's happening.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Did you just say suck cock?
Beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep.
Who are these people?
Beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep.
Hit that track, but don't make it too loud.
What the fuck is happening?
But don't make it too loud.
Someone,
that's good.
Stage.
Woo. What's up? My name's Donnie. Woo. Bernie. Woo.
Woo. Yeah, I'm Dawn. I'm 8 years old.
Yeah, baby. Woo. You baby, we're so excited to be here for the Sup Doc podcast.
I'm so excited.
What are you excited to see, baby?
Oh, I'm so excited to see Chris Thayer.
Oh, Chris Thayer. Oh, shit. I love Chris Thayer.
I want to jump his balls.
Yeah, he's so bony.
What the fuck?
He's like so bony. I want to like jump on them, and then I want to like squeeze them and crush them and then break them.
Yeah, break those bones, baby.
I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Who are you excited to see?
Emily Heller, for sure, man. Emily Heller.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dawkins.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Emily Heller.
Emily Hell Yeah-er.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she's got a podcast called Baby Geniuses, and I hope maybe someday I can make a genius baby with her. What do you think?
Okay.
No? You can pretend to laugh. That's okay.
Me too.
You're going to murder me?
Whoa, David Borey, the Borey's here!
Woo! Boy.
The Borey, are you kidding me? Party time! He's like up there with the comedy gods, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like with Creedence.
Sublime.
You know, Neil Diamond.
Frickin'.
Buffett.
The Buff.
The Buff.
The Buff. What else we got? Oh, man. Dude, Paco Romaine. He's the best, man. Paco Romaine.
Yeah, you know, it's like Madonna. She can just go to hell.
Madonna is the dick, man.
I agree.
Yeah.
What about? What do you got? We got
George Chen.
George Chen up in here. We got backstage passes. I can't wait to hang out with George Chen backstage. It's
gonna be so much fun. Oh, like how do we get backstage passes? Well,
kind of a sad, long story, actually.
It's pretty tragic.
Yeah.
So like our friend Timmy, like didn't have anything to do today. And he went on Gold Star, and this show was free, and they had backstage passes, and nobody wanted them.
Yeah.
So we got them.
We got them, but...
But we made a banner.
We made a banner, though.
Yeah, here. Can you hold this?
All right, what's it say?
All right. Hold on. It says, Timmy.
It just says Timmy. It's not a very good banner.
Loved.
Loved.
Timmy loved Dog.
Sup Dog.
But he actually loves Patton Oswalt more. So
oh, wow.
He actually had the SF Sketch and the tickets to the
Patton Oswalt
at the Tomorrow
Theater.
Timmy,
we love you.
We love you, Timmy. Rest
in peace.
Yeah. All right. So play the music.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Give it up for DJ Real and Mary Van Note, everyone.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thanks to Chris Thayer. Give it up for Chris Thayer. Yeah, you can.
Emily Heller.
David Bory. I'm Parker Romaine.
George Chen. Keep listening to the show.
Yeah, listen to Sup Doc. Have a good
Thank you, guys. Have a great sketch fest. Thank you, Piano Fight.